This week on the Coach and Coordinator Podcast, we learn about our high school coaches forum. We get insight from a great read. We talk to a well-respected state champion and get into the home team series. And Keith wraps the week up with his notebook. Monday, we learn about the Texas High School football chat with Coach Chris Fisher.
Well, if we, I do remember like one of our first X and O chats, and we were basically, just kind of really being the extension of that bar napkin and drawing out our plays and stuff like that on paper and then uploading a picture. And as guys have become more Twitter savvy and stuff, now they're uploading, their playbook app tips or game film and things like that. I'm not a real game film savvy guy, so I don't upload a lot of clips, but I'll have guys send them to me, and that's been a real fun one too, is where we'll break down game film clips, just to get an outside eye, see what people think, but yeah, so that's the way that we've evolved over time. I think it's also become a very personal experience for guys, where they kind of express a little bit about it themselves through the use of GIFs and stuff. And so it's funny how often you'll see young guys answer with a wrestling GIF or anything like that. Just to give a little emotion. I enjoy those.
All these different technologies coming in and different social platforms.
Tuesday, Fergus Conley shares his 59 lessons he's learned from working with the world's elite.
Absolutely, yes. That's 100% correct. I was having a conversation with a colleague last night about, if an athlete takes off and sprints over, say, 10 meters, if they don't come upright or if they can't keep a straight level of acceleration, sometimes that's down to low back strength. But you have to look at the age, the size, and the mechanics of the athlete. It doesn't work in every case, or it's not the cause of poor acceleration in every case. So it's taking all of those factors. And that's where, the work that you guys are doing are creating better thinkers and better problem solvers as coaches. And that's, in my opinion, the single greatest factor to sustainable success as a coach is to be constantly critically evaluating what you're doing and improving it bit by bit. And that only comes from looking at each, theory or rule or guideline and being critical about it and looking at it and applying it properly. That critical thinking, the development of critical thinking in coaches is very, very important.
Wednesday, the great Rick Jones shares his lessons for 2018.
I'm just always looking for answers. In this day and age, there is so much stuff out there. I mean, if a coach is ignorant, it's his own fault. I mean, there's more on YouTube than I had access to for 25 years, mm-hmm. at least, when we first started coaching, because everything's 16 millimeter. I mean, when you sent film to a college, you sent film to a college, and that, in most cases, was your only copy of that film. and now, you can go to YouTube, you can go to xnolabs.com, and there's Google Drives that people are throwing around the country that has hours and hours, days and days and days of things, I'm not able to see it all, but I love being able to. I mean, I could sit here right now and I can say Oklahoma versus Ohio or Iowa State last year. I can throw it up there and I can see those. I think Iowa State's doing some really cool things on their defensive side of the ball. And of course, Oklahoma's doing some awesome things on the offensive side of the ball. And I can sit here in Greenwood, Arkansas, and I can dial that stuff up and we can study and we can add what we like. And, to me, that's so fantastic to do that.
Thursday, guest host Joe Nellis brings back the home team series with Coach Tim Rackey.
No, no doubt. It was because it was incredibly difficult giving up the defensive play calling. It, I wouldn't say difficult. It was something that had to be. It was a tough transition for me. But, you know, and I'm sure the offensive guys weren't, you know, because all of a sudden I'm in the offensive meetings a lot more. So they're like, oh, man, go call the defense. but having my hand in more in each phase of the game, it made me a more effective manager of the game in terms of seeing the game. And if you're a coordinator and a head coach, I think you get this of guys that went through it where I'm much more in tune to the flow of a game and that, you know, I'm not missing while I'm making adjustments defensively on the sideline what's going on in terms of strategy or where the ball is on the field, you know, field position or decisions like that. It's helped me grow in that sense as far as managing a football game. Not just being a defense coordinator, but more importantly, going back to what I told you, being able to put more time into leadership training, being in tune to the culture, what's going on in the locker room, the kids that aren't playing as much, making sure that I'm coaching them up on service teams and they feel important when we're running, our offense or our defense or our special teams. It's really helped me grow and mature as a coach. Now I'm more comfortable in the role, but it took me a while. It wasn't easy.
Friday, Keith Grabowski shares a page from his notebook pertaining to player criteria.
Okay, position criteria. So this is something I learned about primarily from a high school coach I worked with at Amherst Steel, my first go around there where I was an assistant. And our defensive coordinator was a guy by the name of Don Richardson, just a brilliant defensive mind. And Don had studied the stunt 4-3 defense directly from George Perlis. He used to go there in the summer, work the camps, and spend all kinds of time in the film room learning the defense. And we basically adapted word for word that defense at Amherst Steel High School. And one of the things we had in our playbook was position criteria. And I thought this is something that's really good to help you build your program. You have all kinds of parents, especially at the youth level, who have aspirations for what their son might play. And certainly a profile is not going to limit them to that, but at least it gives them some ideas of what they need to be working on and developing as they come through your program. And also looking ahead and seeing where they might fit with the particular skill sets they have.
Subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Give her a like or a 5-star review. Don't forget to check out the blogs on blogs.usafootball.com. And check us out on footballdevelopment.com for some of our contact systems.